Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
Ah, yes, the only show willing to talk terrible beer. It is Rabot & Co. here. ESPN 680, 105.7. Other side of the glass, his name is Zach Cantrell. I'm Louis Rabot, at Radio Louis on Twitter. You can find the station at ESPN 680, ESPNLouisville.com. Hey, your smart speaker, your car, your cubicle, the line at Ford, throwing boxes at UPS, driving a truck, however you're hanging out with us today. We really appreciate you making us part of your Thursday morning. Don't forget, want to remind you about my friends over at Manscaped, manscaped.com, promo code horse racing, all one word, 20% off any order and free shipping to your house. Great products, everything from the boxer shorts to the beard trimmers that Zach Cantrell uses, the straight razors that Dan Issel uses. How about that? But we bring in Jay Davis for his usual spot. 11 o'clock on Thursday. Jay, you've walked into the light beer discussion. When we were at Michigan State, Busch Light was the available, especially at Rick's, $1.75 pitcher. Is there any of those beers that you can't drink anymore because of an experience?
No. I am in no way. I will never be a beer snob. I am one of those. As long as it's wet and cold, I'll drink it, people. I don't have any qualms about drinking quote-unquote bad beer.
Yeah, no, that's right, buddy. Texter, gallon green beer, $2 from the convenience store. Oh, man. Texter, Keystone Premium. I've never even heard of this, man. There's so many different random terrible beers. I'm a Kentucky fan, says, but I have a good buddy who went to Bloomington. Oh, yeah. When IU made the championship game, he invited me up, and I said yes because I just wanted to be in the atmosphere. He asked me to pick up beer since I was still 20. The only place that would sell me beer I didn't have two forms of ID, only had warm beer. So our pregame was warm beer and White Castle. I'll let your imagination run with that one. Oh, God. When I was at – so it was Busch Light at Michigan State, but when I was at IU for grad school, it was Keystone Light, which I still like. Keystone Light's good beer. How about that?
Yeah, you know, with Lisa being from Wisconsin and being breweries, you know, all over the place, you know, like I've had like Milwaukee's Best Light and, you know, Keystone Light and, you know, like just these different Miller beers that I had never heard of before. But, you know, like I might not like them all, but I'm not going to turn my nose up at it, you know.
Jay Davis with us. He's presented by Lana Sports, L-A-N-A, lanasports.com. All the ABA gear up there. Use Jay's promo code, ABA20. Get 20% off your purchase with them as well. How much do you put on Doncic for last night? And did you hear the Windhorse comments? Did you think they were a little harsh?
No, you know, he Windhorse ethered him, and he had it right to. You know, it's one of those things where everybody knows
this is
he is. And you know, he has to just take some accountability for the stupid things he was doing last night on defense. You know, the sixth foul, that's not the one that they should have challenged. They should have challenged the one before that when Luka and Jaylen Brown were, like, jostling position on the baseline under the basket. But the two before that, you know, the one where he was trying to pick Peyton Pritchard up, you know, full court, and Peyton Pritchard was dribbling around him like Curly Neal or something. And he, you know, he gets that reach-around foul. That was bad. And then the one, you know, where Al Horford gets his rebound and, you know, gives it to Derek White, and he just slaps at it. Those are two bad fouls, but, you know, they're hunting him, you know, because he is he's awful on defense. He might be of the great players in the NBA right now. He is easily the worst defender, and, you know, he just needs to get better at that if he's going to take the next step. You know, Windhorse, you know, he basically said, you know, if he wants to win this, if he wants to get back here and win these finals, he's got to make more of a commitment to defense. That's really all it comes down to, because defense you know, you can talk about scheming and things like that, but defense is all about want to and effort, and yep. he clearly doesn't want to do that right now. So, you know, him wanting to do that is going to, you know, say, you know, over the next few years is going to tell you a lot about, you know, the type of player he wants to be and the type of legacy as far as a basketball player that he wants to have.
I thought yesterday made me look smart in one way, which is that I've been very complimentary of Joe Mazzulla throughout these playoffs, and I think the Celtics, I don't want to say they lucked into him, but, you know, the Udoka stuff and everything else, the fact that he ends up as the coach of the Celtics at this time with this group, it seems to really, really work. It's a close game at halftime. Is, you know, they essentially weather two great runs by the Mavericks during this game. How good of a job is Mazzulla doing? Because as far as I can tell, just with my basketball eye, man, I think this is as good a coaching job as we've seen this season.
I mean, he's better than he was last year. Really, with, you know, the run that Dallas is making, it's, you know, a lot of times coaches, you know, a lot of coaches will try to do what Phil Jackson does. Remember, Phil, if the Bulls or the Lakers were had a big lead in the team, you know, cut it in half or whatever, he would say, all right, you guys are going to play through this. You're going to figure this out. And there are coaches today that still try to do that. He did that a lot last year, but now he knows, like, all right, I got to do something, right, you know, to stop this. So he's using his timeouts better. You know, they're not very deep, I don't think. So, you know, he's doing what he can in terms of lineups and stuff like that. But, you know, what this really comes down to is this Boston team in the year they're having and what they're doing, this is like the team of Daryl Morey's dreams, you know, with the analytics and everything being a drive to the basket or right to the basket or a three-pointer and nothing else. You know, this is the first team that like really took analytics all the way to the championship. Mm. And, you know, there's an example of that I was watching last night, and Jaylen Brown's got the ball on like the left wing, and he drives by his guy. He's got this wide open like 12-foot jumper that he probably would have made. And, you know, he's open. The defense collapses on him a little bit, and he kicks out to Tatum at the top of the key for like a 26-foot three. He makes it. But, you know, that's what they want to do. Like, when he passed up that 10-12-footer, in my head I'm thinking, why is he doing that? And then I'm like, all right, I know what this is what they want to do. And, you know, that's just the team that they've built. And, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily going to take over the rest of the league, because their personnel, they have so much top-level two-way personnel that it's hard. It's going to be hard to replicate that. I think the team that might come closest to that right now is Minnesota. Mm. But I think Minnesota needs another, you know, reliable playmaker. So, you know, it's going to be hard to replicate what Boston's doing. I don't necessarily think they're going to go on this run of championships, because I think the days of that happening in the league are over. But, you know, this is good for them. You know, this is their sixth conference final in 8 years, you know, second final in 3 years. This has been them winning the title, and I think they're going to close it out tomorrow. Basically, them winning this one title is like if the 49ers won the Super Bowl next year, you know, after all the success they've had and not being able to get over the hump.
Jay Davis with us, usual spot on Thursdays, Lana Sports, L-A-N-A, lanasports.com. The Sir Pizza Pitcher Night at MSU on Grand River, a short walk from Brody Complex and Kellogg Center. Oh, yeah, you bet your ass, man. That sounds awesome. Another texter, this is our guy,
this
is our guy Doug. He pointing out the six-pack of Cooks that was $2 in 1982. I'll do you better, Doug. We drank Cooks in Bloomington. It was on the shelf at either a CVS or something across the street from a terrible apartment I lived in there. And I think the 12 packs were $3. And so this would have been like 2005. So, yeah, no, quarter beers, baby. Let's go.
40 ounces of Steel Reserve.
There it is. There's Steel Reserve. Oh, man. Is Steel Reserve the worst legal beverage in the United States?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. Just probably. I love it. Do you want to hear the Wind Horse takedown again? Is that something we need to play again?
I'm in for that. I'm always in.
Okay, we'll play it again here in a minute. Jay Davis with us. Hey, you know, we'll get into some of the NBA draft stuff we've been talking about on the podcast. But the other thing is the U.S. Open starts today. Is this like, even though it's Father's Day for you on Sunday because your wife's into golf, is it just an expectation you're watching the U.S. Open?
I mean, it's summer. There's no basketball. Obviously, there's no football. And I'm a dork. So if there's something live on, I will watch it. That's pretty much what it comes down to, especially in the summer. I watched the Olympics. You know, I looked at the schedule. Yeah. I saw a breakdown, you know, of the days, like the men's basketball team in the U.S., you know, when gymnastics is and track and field, which is like the second week. But, you know, it's summer. Like, there's, you know, nothing going on. Like, I've been looking at, like, this football schedule website, like, looking at week one for college football. Like, all right, these are the games I want to focus on, but that's not for, like, 3.5 more months. So, at this point in the year, like, I'm watching what, you know, I will watch anything. If there's something I can turn on, sit down, and have a bad light beer, then I'm going to watch
it. Yeah, so who's the host of Red Zone? What's his name?
Scott Hansen.
Thank you.
Scott Hansen.
Scott Hansen said, hey, I'll see you all in 13 weeks. I think he got 75,000 likes on Twitter. Like, people are counting, you know, dude.
I was one of them.
Yeah, you know, right. I looked at, they put out, there was something I saw online a couple of days ago. Here's the times and dates of the, you know, NFL preseason schedule. And I might watch 5 plays, but if I have a reason to put those 5 plays on, you know, in early August. So, you know, just little stuff like that, you know, you get excited about. But yeah, at this point in the year, you know, I'm watching whatever I can.
All right, here's Windhorse from last night on with Scott Van Pelt on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect that Luka fell onto the ground there in an unacceptable position to put himself in with 4 minutes left with 5 fouls, and then immediately looks at the bench and says, you better bleeping challenge it, as if it's the bench's fault that he just made a terrible play. I'm standing here in the Mavericks tunnel. Over there is the Celtics tunnel. That's where the winners are. If Luka's ever going to be a winner coming out of this tunnel here, he is going to have to use this, have what's happened in this finals as a learning experience. His defensive performance is unacceptable. He is a hole on the court. The Celtics are attacking him. They are ahead in this series because they have attacked him defensively. And you've got a situation here where Luka is complaining about the officiating. They have begged him. They have talked with him. They have pleaded with him. He is costing his team because of how he treats the officials. He's a brilliant player. He does so many things well. They are here because of how he did. His performance in this game is unacceptable and the reason why the Mavericks are not going to win. He's got to get over this. And the fact that he came out after the game and blamed the officials showed me he's nowhere close yet. So maybe over the summer somebody will get to him, because nobody with the Mavericks or anybody else in his life has, and that's where the Mavericks are at this point. They're never going to get to this tunnel with the trophy if he doesn't improve those aspects of his game.
There you go. Responses to that. Was any part of that unfair, Jay?
No. I mean, he just, you know, it was, he talked about him complaining, which, you know, he does, and, you know, he talked about lack of effort on defense, which is evident. So, you know, he wasn't saying anything that nobody could see. You know, there was no, like, inside baseball to what he was saying. So, I didn't have a problem with that at all.
Okay, there you go. I thought the only, like, drop the mic line happened very early, which was, this is the Mavericks tunnel, that's the Celtics tunnel. If he's going to be in the winning tunnel, he's going to have to do these things. Jay Davis with his usual spot on Thursdays. I mean, just, is this, you know, I opened the show talking about this game from last night, Jay, and I talked about just, sometimes the math is the math, and those teams essentially made the same number of shots last night. But the Celtics just took more threes, and at some point the numbers make the difference. And you said it, this is the team that rode the analytics to the finals.
Yeah, you know, they've made something like 20 more threes in Dallas over the course of these 3 games. But you know, that's a big part of it. But you know, the other side of it is that, you know, Boston's played great defense this series. I don't think they played great offensively. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum last night, you know, notwithstanding the games they had, but, you know, they're averaging like 6 blocks a game, you know, in this series. They're like, they have almost double the number of assists Dallas has this series. You know, they got 4 guys to throw at Luka and Kyrie. You know, it's just this roster has been constructed really well. Although, you know, it's not fair because I say the roster constructed really well, but I mean, you know, you play who's in front of you, but I think they would have had a lot tougher time if Denver had, you know, been able to get past Minnesota and, you know, get past Dallas in the West Finals. But, you know, just the rosters that they've constructed in Boston is almost, you know, kind of flawless with what you're looking for with, you know, versatility on both ends of the floor.
How much did you smile when Xavier Tillman hit that 3 last night?
Oh, I was excited. You know, I keep thinking, you know, I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be there, but, you know, he's going to get a ring. And I think, you know, if he's somebody who, like, has been watching Al Horford and talking to Al Horford, you know, at practice, like, getting tips and stuff like that, he could easily, you know, fill that bench role that Al Horford had, you know, playing defense, you know, hitting open threes, you know, he could find a spot and stick with this team that's, you know, probably going to be in contention for the rest of the decade.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And I think for, you know, especially if you're willing to take the minimum, you can stick out a roster for a long time. All right. First break of our last hour of a Thursday show here again, Jay, presented by our friends at Lana Sports, L-A-N-A, lanasports.com. ABA20 is his code. Go get that red, white, and blue basketball and all the other cool gear up there in Indianapolis. Green room invites are out for the end. Just took more threes. And at some point, the difference in you, the team that this is.
Cooling on the corner with the cellular phone. You could tell that the East Bay was his home. More mail than the rest of the pushers. Cause he got a Tech 9 in the bushes. And that's how his game was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniels. Had two boys named E and Jack. Had the 9 and Jake the AK clocked on a street called Hennessy. Robbers with another brother named O.E. He had a freak and her name was Jim. Had a brother named Juice doing time.
You are listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. 11 o'clock hour on a Thursday show, ESPN 680 1057. Bobby V after us, of course, roundtable 3 to 6 today. Soccer City at 6 o'clock after that. Adam, his staff, bringing by Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios today. 10 boneless and wedges for $9.99 right now. Maybe for your pool party, picnics this summer, whatever it might be. Watching the NBA Finals, maybe the Stanley Cup Finals. Order online, wingzone.com. Three area locations out there on Dixie Highway, of course, on Poplar Level Road and on Hunsinger Lane. We're talking right now with our guy, Jay Davis. Going through the NBA Finals and all of the things associated with that. I have two legs of the pick three figured out for tonight, Zach. So there you go. We'll have to get that out to the people as well. But Jay, they're going to build a Tom Brady statue in Boston. And I was trying to think of the more recent players who is on the list of the obvious statues. I think like a Peyton Manning in Indy is a really obvious one. He has one already, Zach is telling me. Okay, there you go. And then, of course, Tom Brady in Boston. Who else stands out as, like, the obvious should get a statue from recent times?
Does Derek Jeter have a statue at Yankee Stadium?
Okay, that's a great question. I don't know that he'll get one. He'll get.
I mean, do they do statues? Or they do
that Monument Park thing right in the outfield, right?
Yeah, Monument Park.
Yeah. So he's probably in that for sure. I mean, God bless. He's 3,000 hits. I mean, like, it's a no-brainer there.
They named a street after David Ortiz in Boston. I mean, recently retired. I mean, I can't. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of this comes down to, you know, I mean, Peyton Manning basically built, you know, India new stadium and same with Brady in New England. But I mean, obviously, I think Pat Mahomes would get a statue.
Yeah, that's coming.
You know, it's. I walked past the Barry Sanders statue, you know, which was just put up, I think, last year, a couple of times a week, which is pretty cool for me, somebody who loves Barry Sanders. I mean,
you want a Detroit hot take from me?
Yeah,
I don't think people are ready. I don't think Jim Leland should have a retired anything in Detroit.
Oh, I got an email about they're doing something for him.
Yeah,
or they might have already done it. You know, they honored him, you know, because he's going in the hall. Well, I mean, you know, that is a, you know, to put that into context, that's bringing that team out of the depths of, you know, whatever they were in like 2003, you know, coming in and, you know, getting them to two World Series, you know, winning some, you know, division titles, making, you know, some playoff runs. You know, that's just that team was so bad.
They were so
bad until he got here. Yeah, you know, that's what that is. You know, I mean, in the context of, you know, winning a championship, you know, yeah, but just where they came from and where he helped get them, you know, that plays a role into it. And, you know, people loved him here. You know,
I love him.
Would see him at, you know, people who would see him at the bar all the time, you know, like sitting by himself after games would just say, you know, how you doing to him. He wasn't, you know, a grouch about it or anything. So, yes, you know, context matters in that, but I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, people love him. I'm, that's why it's a hot take. Jay Davis with us. You know, the White Sox are threatening to lose 120 games. Hey, Chicago, how about you let Detroit have some things? We got 119 losses. How about you stay out of the way? Huh? How about that? Yeah, how about that? What's that? You wanna mimic the 0-16 Lions? How about you don't do that? How about we just get to have terrible things in Detroit? How about that? Texter, Crosby and Ovechkin should probably both get statues in Pittsburgh. I think Crosby's probably one of the obvious ones. I think that's a really good one, actually. Excuse me, Ovechkin in DC.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Ovechkin,
Ovechkin might be one of those too. That actually, those two, yeah, that might be it. Those are pretty good. I'm trying to think, like, are there baseball players that have retired recently that are just all-timers that stuck around that have, like, I can't think of one that...
Yeah, you know, it's hard to think of it. You know, you think there's, like, there's some guys playing, like, Steph Curry's going to get a statue.
Okay, that's a great question. It's a great question. I don't know that he'll get one.
Do they do statues?
That Monument like Park have, thing, right? Like Park thing, have, right? In the outfield, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably 3,000 hit for sure. I mean, something like it's 3,000 hits. I mean, like it's.
They named the street. They named the street after David Ortiz. They named the street. he's in Boston. I mean, recently retired. I mean, I can't. I mean, it's a lot of this coming. Manning, basically, you know. I mean, Peyton built, you know, Indian new stadium. You know, England, same with great, and same with great, New England. But I mean, obviously,
that's coming.
You know, I walked past the Barry Sanders statue, you know, which was just put up last year, I think last week, with me and somebody, Sanders, loves Barry Sanders. Yeah, I mean,
you want a Detroit hot take from me? People are ready. I don't think Jim Leland should have Detroit.
Oh, like I got an email. They're doing something for him.
They honored him,
you know, because he's going in the hall. Well, I mean, they put that in the team out of bringing that team out of the depths, you know, whatever they of 2003, you know, coming in and you know getting them series, division title, you know, some playoff rush, you know, that's just that team was so bad.
He
got here, you know. That is, you know, in the context of, you know, winning, where he helped, they came from, get them, you know, that plays a role into it. And you know, people loved him here. You know,
I did love him.
People would see, people who all the time, you know, like sitting by to see him at the bar, like sitting by to just say he wasn't, Things, yes, you know, context matters in that, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, people love him. That's why it's a hot take. That's why he's with us. The White Sox are threatening to lose 120 games. How about you let Detroit have some things? We got 119 losses. How about you stay out of the way? Huh? How about that? You want 16 Lions? How about you don't do that? How about we just get to have terrible things in Detroit? How about that? Crosby and Ovechkin should probably both get statue. I think Crosby's probably one of the obvious ones. I think that's a really good one. Excuse me, Ovechkin in DC. Oh. In DC. Oh. Yeah.
Ovechkin,
so Ovechkin might be one of the. Ooh, yeah, I'm actually those two might be it.
I think there's some guys playing, like, thank you. Okay, that's a great question. Do they do statues?
That Monument Park thing, right? Park thing, right? In the outfield, right?
Yeah.
It's 3,000 hits. I mean, it's 3,000 hits.
They named the street after David Ortiz. He's in Boston. Recently retired. winning Brennan, where he helped Jay came from. That plays a role. That plays a role into it. And, you know, people loved him.
They love him.
People would see
him.
People would see here, you know, all the time, you know, see him at the bar, like, sitting by, you know, people who, like, sitting by, you know, went to him. He was, like, sitting by. You know, context matters in that, but things, though. Yeah, things, though. Yeah, it matters in that, but, you know, things, though. Yeah, get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a hot take.
Get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's why he's with us. The White Sox are threads with us. Detroit have some thing. 20 games. How about you let 15 losses? How about you? We got 119. We got 119. Stay out of the way. How about you don't do that? How about we just get to have terrible things in Detroit? Crosby and Ovechkin should probably. How about that? Ovechkin should probably both get statue. Both get statue. I think probably one of the obvious. Crosby's probably the ones. I think that. Ovechkin in DC. Ovechkin might be one of actually those two. Might be it. Ooh, yeah. I'm actually those two baseball players. Either recently that are just baseball players around that have.
You know, it's hard. Like, there's some guy you think there's.
Okay, that's
a statue. That's a player likes to get a statue.
It's a great question. He'll get one.
Do they do statue?
That monument.
Like, do they do statue?
He'll get one. Park have, thing, right? Park have, thing, right? Like, in the outfield, right?
Yeah.
That monument. Like, park have, thing, right? Yeah, 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 yeah. It's 3,000 hits.
They named the street.
It's 3,000 hits.
Recently retired. Even bought. I mean, a lot of the paid a new stadium and staying with Brady, I walked past and staying with Brady, missed the whole first round. You know, so, you know, not to take anything from Boston, because you still have to win, and they're going to hang that banner. It's going to be banner 18, where they have more titles than anybody else. Yep. But, you know, I don't think this is going to be the start of, like, some dynasty, because keep in mind, you know, there's going to be some new deals kicking in. You know, there's going to be some guys up for, like, in 2 years, Jason Tatum, you know, got a player option. And he's probably going to make like $60-65 million a year. Jaylen Brown's new contract kicks in next year. Chris Stapps, the first year of the deal he signed when he got traded, kicks in. So, I mean, the one thing that I think you need is versatility on both ends of the floor. You need multiple playmakers. You need guys that can guard multiple positions on the floor at all times. So, and that's not something that's new, but it's something that, you know, pretty much Boston and Minnesota are pretty much the masters there right now. That, you know, Tristan Newton and can't spin ball with the ball, but 6'7", 2'10", the way his defense and the offense versus if he had those, I would pick him, but I'm a one. I don't think one, because I'm number one. I'm not sure how that is.
Jay Davis with us. As we sort of wind the end. The NBA clear season here. Right. You know, no one back from 03. It is me, and
it is what it is.
Who's the next team? Minnesota in that.
You mentioned them as maybe to
challenge here. I think Boston can keep this going. We end up
learning from this NBA
learning season.
I don't know.
You know, another one of those things. Where else there? The healthiest team, you know.
In the title.
If you look at Lucas, like, for his shot. I think you need utility of versatility on the floor. You need You know, you need players, you need playmakers, you need guard, Isaac can guard position the floor at all. So, that's new, you know, pretty much Minnesota is in Minnesota, pretty much that, you know, Tristan Newton and ball a lot, but 6-7-2. I mean, you know, he won back-to-back titles, you know, but I think it's like number one, because I don't think he's number one. I'm not sure how.
Jay Davis with us. As we wind sort of the end wind. Clear season here. Back from, you know, no one back from 03. It is what it is.
Who's the next team? Who's the next team?
Mentioned that.
Minnesota. You mentioned that.
As you know, maybe talent here. To just to keep this
going. Like, what do you think about this? Going like end up in front of the NBA.
Learning season.
Because you still have to win. And they're going to be more day. Team have more. But, you know, it's, you know, I don't think to be just stuff like because Dynasty, new deal, you know, for like 2 years, Jason, player option.
You mentioned them as.
You know, maybe they have enough.
You know, maybe to challenge here. I think Boston could keep this
going. Like,
end up
learning from this NBA
learning season.
I don't know.
You know, it's another one of those. The healthiest
team.
In the title. If you look at Lucas, like for a shot, chest completed, Goodell's egg was laid. Stubborn, spinal. Missed Mitchell last couple of seconds around. Other missed Jimmy Butler's right. So anything
from Boston,
because you still had in there. It's gonna be better. More dead. Anybody, but it's you know, I don't think like Steve because Dynasty, new deal. So then, you know, for like a few years, it's Jason Tatum, player option. Chris hit the DI and got traded. You need muscles, you need players, you need guard, Isaac can position the floor at all. So that's new, but Minnesota are pretty much Tristan.
You think, man.
Newton. 6-7-2. I mean, you know, he won back-to-back titles, you know, but I think it's like
Kevin Pulsifer. Kevin Pulsifer. He jumps on. He's from Stats and Info at ESPN. And that guy could talk for 10 years about whatever topics in front of him as far as that kind of stuff. And it reminds you that at places like Bristol, there's 100 Kevins. And they're all great at their job. And they're all, you know, just crush it away. He does a bunch of stuff for Get Up in the Morning. So he's a really interesting guy that way. Texter Jay mentioning the best college coaches and didn't mention Pope. Really, this is UK. We are the standard. What the hell? Look, he can get there for sure, folks. But he's, I mean, being skeptical of that hire at this point is not unbelievable. Texter, Cowboys have a statue in my living room eating pizza. A Steve Tasker statue in Buffalo. My favorite, though, is Adam Morrison at Gonzaga, but crying on the court. Yeah, that's yep. As long as he's crying, I'm good with
that. That's harsh.
That terrible mustache.
That's harsh.
Man, oh, man. All right, well, he's Jay Davis, presented by Lana Sports, LANASports.com. Happy Father's Day, Jay. You're crushing it up there. The girls look great.
Same to you.
Yeah, man. And I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, take it easy, Luke.
See you, Jay. There you go. Jay Davis. At JDavis_1981, by the way, on Twitter. Go find him there. A lot less shoe talk lately than Jay used to have. Used to be my outlet for sneakers. I have Phil Baker around here, though. Like, that's helpful. So, there you go. All right, one more segment to go. We will get you into a U.S. Open update as well. One more segment to go. Get you into Bobby V here on Rabone Co. ESPN 680, 105.7.
A little bit of disregard, handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel, but it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So let go, watching you turn your back like you always do, face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
You are listening to your Bone Show here on ESPN 680-1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, final segment on a Thursday edition of the show. Rabeau and Co. here, ESPN 680-1057. The show brave enough to play Linkin Park every day. How about that? Texter pointing out that Brett Favre has a statue. I also don't like that. If Brett Favre gets one, by the way, Eli Manning gets one. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Aaron Rodgers is going to get one.
Of course. 4-3-7.
Eli does not deserve a statue. He led the league in interceptions like 5 times. Come on now. David Tyree should get a statue before Eli.
David Tyree. Just that play, right?
Of course. The helmet's that, catch.
Yes.
That deserves a statue because it's the greatest play in NFL history.
It's way up there. It's way up there. It was one of those oh bleep moments for sure. No, yes, absolute.
Yeah. Moment. Oh, that's one of those Super Bowls that every Super Bowl is memorable, but that one stands out in a different way.
Way up there. That's right. I want to thank Ben Roberts. Joined us in the first hour presented by our friends over at Blind Squirrel. And, of course, Jay Davis, previous segment presented by Lana Sports, LANASports.com, Blind Squirrel, Blind Squirrel, Louisville.com. Live music tomorrow and Saturday over there at Blind Squirrel. Karaoke every Monday from 6 to 10. Make sure you go check them out. As well, Manscaped.com, promo code Horse Racing, 20% off, and you will get our discount there, the 20% off, and free shipping with any order that you have there. You get the beard trimmer, maybe the straight edge that Issel uses. How about that? You can be as silky smooth as Dan Issel. So there you go. By the way, if anyone was wondering, and I know we got to get to the U.S. Open update here, Zach, in the next minute, why I didn't have Dan on to talk about the logo, about Jerry West today. I sat down yesterday to start planning this show, and I thought, at some point, we can't just call Dan when people pass away. Like, that's not who Dan Issel is to me. So we'll have Dan on soon. My hope is, actually, that we will have Dan on following UK basketball games this season and get him in a regular role there. If you are interested in partnering on that, by the way, 437-9680, would love to have someone partner with me on that, because I would love to be able to compensate Dan for jumping on that often. It's going to be quite a bit once the season starts. So hoping to get Dan on the show much, much more moving forward. And so let's head out, though, to the U.S. Open. Get an update here, please. Robert Ory should get a statue for the U.S. Open. Happy Father's Day, everybody. That was our U.S. Open update. Appreciate that very much. Man, oh, man. I think the U.S. Open is my favorite, Zach, on principle, because anyone could qualify for it, right? I like that part of it. I like that, you can qualify for your nation's championship by showing up at a local course, winning that tournament, advancing to the next tournament, those kinds of things. I like that part of it. But there's something about the British Open's old courses and just the weird layouts and the undulations and all of the sort of bizarre wind patterns.
Oh, you just pissed off everybody for calling it the British Open. They just call it the Open.
I don't care about
I don't care.
Yeah, no, shut up.
But no, I like St. Andrews is the best golf course in the world. That and Augusta. It's one of those two.
I don't have an opinion on that, but watching those weird courses, the idea that St. Andrews is just underwater 3 months a year.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. And so it's I just something about the Open Championship.
Pinehurst is one of the best U.S. Open courses.
It's a solid one.
Pebble Beach is probably way the most up there. Well-known one.
I was going to say, I think Pebble Beach is my favorite just because of the views.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus, anytime they play the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, you get primetime golf because it starts on the West Coast.
Do you golf at all?
Not really.
Okay. I'm a driving range man.
I like driving ranges.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a driving range.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I just imagine people as the golf ball and want to hit it 300 yards. How about that?
Not any radio hosts that you work for, though, I hope.
Not you.
Fair enough. If you missed any part of the show, including Zach needlessly besmirching Busch Light. I mean, it was needless. You can go back to the podcast center, ESPNLouisville.com, and listen to the rest of the show that way. I'm Louis Rabeau at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find the station at ESPN 680, ESPNLouisville.com, of course, for the website, for everything going on around here. What else did I want to get to? Is this the time, Zach? Nah, never mind. You're not going to get that. I'm sorry. The Windhorse clip. When's the last time there was a media clip like that that just you went, whoa, he said that? Because that's a whoa, that's a whoa clip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the winner's tunnel. This is the loser's tunnel. I mean, like, it's
media guys don't do that.
No, they don't.
Not
they
people don't. On ESPN level, anyway. Like, local guys, maybe.
Not on SportsCenter.
No.
Sitting down for first take, yes.
Yeah, Stephen A. would
do
that.
On SportsCenter, yeah. That was a very like, unusual
right after
move.
The game with yes. Scott Van Pelt, where it's right. usually buttoned up and everything. But no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, 25th anniversary of Payne Stewart's U.S. Open win, and yeah.
Oh, Payne Stewart, yeah, yeah.
Remember then?
Immediately after.
Died like yeah. 3 months later.
Yeah,
I think
something
it was.
Like that. Yeah.
That crazy plane thing.
Is the only guy since him? There are two that I can think of that stand out, as far as you knew what they were going to wear.
Yeah, Tiger on Sunday.
Tiger on Sundays. And then who's the Puma flatbill guy? Why am I
Ricky Fowler?
Ricky Fowler. I feel like you knew what he was wearing.
Oh, he's going to wear orange.
Right.
It's not going to be pretty.
Are there other guys in sports where you know what they're going to wear? Because once you get into team sports, obviously you're constrained by the uniform and those kinds
yeah.
of things.
Well, you know everybody at Wimbledon's going to wear white.
That's fair, too. But even within tennis, I didn't know what, like, the U.S. Open. Like, some year Serena would wear, like, all black for the whole tournament or something,
right.
but then she'd wear neon colors the next year because that's what Nike was doing, you know, that kind of stuff. So, even there, you didn't really have a sense of what people were going to wear because you knew, like, Gary Player before that was going to wear black.
Yeah.
Right, that kind of stuff. So, like, you know, these sorts of things, and it's texture. Windhorse spoke like he had money on the Mavs last night. It's funny. He did sound...
Sponsored by ESPN Bet.
Well, he almost sounded like the disappointed... He almost sounded like he was... Luca's high school coach.
Or
and he was
dad.
Disappointed in how he played.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he fouled out. And no, he hit all of his unders, all the unders on points, yeah, right, rebounds, and assists. Like, he was a basket or two away, assist away, rebound away. So, of course, he had, like, 27, 6, and 6. So, yeah, he probably had all of his prop bets.
Right. But I'm trying to think of other guys where you could just assume they're... The only thing I can think of is in baseball, like, Fernando Rodney would turn his bill of his cap... So that when he was looking in, the bill of the cap was straight, but his face wasn't.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's all I can kind of think of, like when he was with the Diamondbacks and stuff. But just guys who you knew what their outfits were going to be. Payne Stewart was that dude. You knew exactly what he was going to look like. He looked like a golfer from like 1928 or something. But it's been a minute. It's been a minute. I guess I would really have to think about that. But I guess like if you wanted to do this, it would be like the James Harden beard, right?
Yeah.
Like the signature look thing would probably be the beard. But I don't know that we have another one. Is it Jaylen Brown's terrible haircut?
That's up there. Ben Wallace is fro.
The fro for Ben Wallace. That's way up there.
Ben, that made him look 3 inches taller than he was. I want one of those.
I do. I'm so jealous. Mr. Harris was my eighth grade algebra teacher and seventh grade. 7th or 8th grade. And he was from Alabama. And he was a 6'2", 6'3" black guy with a beautiful tenor. He was just a very gentle, very nice man. And he had a picture on his desk of him with, like, the fro to end all fros from high school. And I was like, Mr. Harris, this is an incredible, incredible afro. He goes, oh, yeah. It kept the sun out in the summer and the rain out in the winter. I was so jealous.
Does Ben Wallace have the best hair in NBA history? Julius Erving's fro's up there. Artis Gilmore is up there.
I was going to say, Artis's hair, dude.
I think Artis wins.
Artis is, man. Mm. Artis, yeah. He's up there.
It's got to
sure.
be Artis.
How does Bob not have a parking pass?
Yeah, of all people. Really?
Or does he have one? He just doesn't know where it is.
I would believe that, too.
Oh, man. Texter, real question is, will KP ever get one at Louisville? UK, Arkansas, we know them kids love them, and the statues, we just don't understand. So maybe the higher powers will award him. Texter, Shannon Sharp needs a statue. He just looks like a Bronco. Oh, man. I think if Jokic keeps balling out, he'll get one in Denver. I think he's an obvious
one.
Couldn't
you say he could deserves one right now?
He could. Steph should get one, right?
Of course.
Yeah, Steph will get one out west.
Bron's getting one in Cleveland
Bron will
the
get
day
one in
he
Cleveland.
Retires.
He should.
They should name streets after him. They should give him a statue, everything.
The Zach Morris Hawaiian shirt. God, that's a good text. That's a good text. I love when the random reminders come up on social media of terrible moments in TV history, and like 80% of them are Saved by the Bell. The caffeine episode, or like them fighting in the hallway. Calbert Chaney needs a statue at IU. It's been 30 years. Yeah, a little Calbert Chaney. I like that.
Where's Bobby Knight's statue? Is it just him tossing the chair?
It's just him buried upside down.
Yeah, just the way he wanted it.
Just the way he wanted it.
That's right. That's how I want to be buried, too.
The less you have in common with him is probably the better for you, buddy.
I was going to say, that's kind of a bad thing then, because I have a lot in common with Bobby Knight. We're both Ohio State people, and we both want to be buried upside down. I've never thrown a chair.
Yeah, don't throw a chair at me, bro.
I don't think I've done that.
Would be bad for me, for sure.
He and Morgan Wallen have that in common.
Oh, there you go. Man, oh, man. I will talk to Steve Kornacki tonight on the Horse Racing Happy Hour. We'll get you ready for Monmouth Preview Day, Haskell Preview Day at Monmouth, and, of course, the stakes at Churchill on Saturday night. We will have a very busy version of the Gold Book on Saturday. Goldbookbets.com, free on this Saturday for Monmouth Preview Day for that all stakes pick four, and then we will do the entire card at Churchill for a nighttime racing. Texter, Stephen A has one with his hairline. Texter, Crumb should already have one. I don't think it's a question. If you were building one at Louisville, I think it starts with Crumb, and then everyone else is five ranks down. I don't think it's close. Texter, OJ needs one where at the courthouse where he stood trial. Lance Ito, get me a Lance Ito statue pronto. What are we doing?
Johnny Cochran should get a statue, if anybody.
So 8 o'clock
Al
tonight. Al Collins. 8 o'clock tonight. We'll talk with Steve Kornacki from NBC, and then I will interview Matt Dennerman, the racetrack caller at Monmouth tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll get into Monmouth Preview Day with him tomorrow as well on the show. So, well, people enjoy the Danny Gargan interview. It sounds like I just heard kind of through other people that he had a really nice time on the show yesterday. So hopefully he won't be a stranger, especially in the fall as he moves some of his folks here, expands that barn a little bit as we move through the fall here in Kentucky. Some reminders of programming tonight. We will have Soccer City at 6 o'clock after our boy Strieble. You can head over to Twin Peaks this afternoon, 3 to 6 with our guy Mark Ennis. $3.99, 22-ounce drafts, well drinks, and appetizers. How about that? Unbelievable. So go ahead, make sure you get in there. How does Norberg not have one? Come on, man. That's a great text. NBA Finals back on our air tomorrow night, 7:30 on 93.9 The Ville. That is presented by Bear Nose Pizza, upsjobs.com as well. So make sure you are in on the play-by-play for that. Music has started. He is Zach Cantrell. I'm Louis Rabeau. And this has been Rabeau & Co. on a Thursday here on ESPN 680. 105.7 Bob after us. Roundtable at 3, Soccer City at 6. Take you local all the way until 7 p.m. Unless you know something I don't, as Bob Valvano would say. We'll be back again at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Matt Dinnerman at 11. Get you ready for all the stakes out there at Monmouth Park ahead of the weekend. Hey, enjoy the weather. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.